observe the month of Abib and celebrate the Passover to the Lord your God. Because in the month of Abib, the Lord your God brought you out of Egypt by night. You are to offer to the Lord your God the Passover sacrifice from the herd or flock in the place the Lord will choose as a dwelling for his name. You must not eat leavened bread with it. For 7 days you are to eat with it. Unleavened bread, the bread of affliction. Because you left the land of Egypt in haste, so that you may remember for the rest of your life the day you left the land of Egypt. No leaven is to be found in all your land for 7 days, and none of the meat you sacrifice in the evening of the first day shall remain until morning. You are not to sacrifice the Passover animal in any of the towns. As a dwelling for his name. Do this in the evening as the sun sets, at the same time you departed from Egypt. And you shall roast it and eat it in the place the Lord your God will choose. And in the morning you shall return to your tents. For 6 days you must eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day you shall hold a solemn assembly to the Lord your God. You must not do any work. You are to count off 7 weeks from the time you first put the sickle to the standing grain, and you shall celebrate the Feast of Weeks to the Lord your God with a free will offering that you give in proportion to how the Lord your God has blessed you. And you shall rejoice before the Lord in the place he will choose as a dwelling for his name. You, your sons and daughters, your men servants and maid servants, and the Levite within your gates, as well as the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widows among you. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and carefully follow these statutes. You are 7 days after you have gathered the produce of your threshing floor and your wine press, and you shall rejoice in your feast. You, your sons and daughters, your men servants and maid servants, and the Levites, as well as the foreigners, the fatherless, and the widows among you. And the Feast of Tabernacles, no one should appear before the Lord empty-handed. Everyone must appear with the gift as he is able, according to the blessing the Lord your God has given you. You are to appoint judges and officials for your tribes in every town that the Lord your God is
righteous judgment. Do not deny justice
or show
partiality. Do not accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous. Pursue justice and justice alone, so that you may live and you may possess the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Do not set up any wooden ash or pole next to the altar you will build for the Lord your God. And do not set up for yourselves the sacred pillar which the